37 billion euro package, changes to the EU Solidarity Fund to include public health emergencies and the ending of so-called ghost flights. These were the first three measures to be voted on as the European Parliament went remote for the very first time. The EU wobbled initially when responding to the corona outbreak. Many countries closed their internal borders, leading to food and medicine deliveries being delayed, while national governments made their own decisions about lockdowns. This is because health policy is a matter for member countries themselves and not the bloc as a whole. Sinn Féin MEP for Midlands Northwest, Chris McManus, says the EU got off to a shaky start.
The rulebook needs to be thrown out. Basically, what the EU structure should be doing is stepping to one side, giving practical assistance where possible, but stepping to one side and allowing state and national parliaments and governments to do what they need to do at a more localised level, because it's very hard to try and have one rule for all for basically a structure that has over 500 million people.
But what about the bigger picture? The economic fallout will be unprecedented during peacetime, but there's already been disagreement about how a new Marshall Plan for Europe will work. Fianna Fáil MEP for Dublin, Barry Andrews, thinks the EU needs to learn from past mistakes and seize the moment.
There are clearly an awful lot of measures in place already, and I think more can be done, there's no question. I think the initial stage has gone reasonably well, but it's really going to be a massive test of the capacity of the European Union to reinvent itself in a time of crisis. It's an opportunity to get right some of the things that have been hanging around as problems in the EU before, but that opportunity is coming very soon.
So how can that be done? There's been much talk in recent days about the EU using full financial firepower to deal with the economic hit. Ireland is one of nine countries looking for so-called corona bonds, which would see debt shared across member states. But richer countries like Germany and the Netherlands have reservations. Andrews says they shouldn't, and the EU needs to act in solidarity.
The corona bonds, I think, are absolutely critical. I think we have to mutualise the debt that's going to arise from the necessity to reboot the economy. I don't think there's any of the moral hazard that characterises those who oppose these kind of measures in this case, because it's a global health pandemic. There's no question of one country being a laggard and another being a bit more prudent. This is a global problem, and the European Union has to demonstrate solidarity. There has never been a better time to examine the application of mutualization of debt across the 27 member states, particularly in the Eurozone and the Eurozone member states as well.
Sinn Féin's Chris McManus agrees that when it comes to any major rescue package, the burden must be shared across member states.
Absolutely, because the reality is that I don't think really there are too many nation states in the world that are going to be able to come out post this crisis and be able, through their own means, be able to get up off their knees. So yeah, we will then need the likes of the ECB and EU structures to step up.
While the officials debate the next course of action, the public remain locked down. Fine Gael MEP Maria Walsh says we must do all we can to make sure that people in the community are supported.
Not everybody has a smartphone. Not everybody has a strong Wi-Fi service going into their house. Not everybody is comfortable and knows how to use the internet. So we need to make sure that we make a list of people. If we can, stop in and make sure groceries are dropped at the door. If we can, stand outside a window and wave to our neighbour who might be elderly. They're most vulnerable are often in rural areas in Midlands Northwest. The 13 counties here have a huge number of citizens that are most at risk.
While the Midlands Northwest MEP says it can also be a difficult time for young people.
We're asking them to do something that is not normal for them. They're not allowed to go hang out with their friends. They're not allowed to go to school. So structures is often really important for younger people. I would ask and plead parents and our younger people to check out Jigsaw. They have shut their services due to social distancing, as in person to person, but they've launched a great online resource. They have telephones up and active, so give Jigsaw a shout just to talk you through best practices and how to mind your mental health.
Kevin Purcell, Europarl Radio in Brussels.